Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zivachim Daf Mem Beis Zivachim 42, and on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Beis 42b, how our mission discusses those instances in which the laws of Pigel do not apply. So our mission says, Elu Dvarim She'en Chayovim Alehem Mishum Pigel. These are those matters which you're not liable for Pigel. Pigel is, again, the disqualifying thought, which if you thought about it during one of the four essential aspects of the service, either the slaughter, the receiving of the blood, the conveying of the blood, or the sprinkling of blood, and then you came and ate that item, then you're going to get kares for that. So our Mishnah says it does not apply to kometz, ketores, and lavona, and then it has a whole list. When we say kometz, what we're referring to is when the kohen brings a grain offering, and he's supposed to take off a little bit of flour, a handful of flour from the grain offering, if he had in mind to eat that outside of the proper time in which the grain offering is eaten, then since the kometz is not eaten, he's not going to be liable for Pigel, even though he had that disqualifying thought. So too with the Lavona, which is the same concept as the kometz, that this is a part that was taken off of the offering and was supposed to be burnt. And also the ketoretz. The ketoretz is the incense offering, which is brought twice a day to the altar. What is the reason that in all of these cases we say Pigel does not apply? So the Gemara on Mem Daled Amud Aleph on 44a is going to explain this via Braisa. And the Gemara says that since the obligation of Pigel, as written in the Torah, with respect to a shlamim offering, with respect to an offering called a shlamim, where we know that the kohen gets some of the meat to eat, the altar eats some of the meat is burnt on the altar, and some goes to the baal, the one who brings the offering to begin with. And the Gemara on Mem Daled Amud Aleph says that we expound, just like by a korban shlamim, that it is unique that there is something called a mitirin, which allows the person to eat, the altar to eat, and the kohen to eat. Meaning to say that there is something that is brought that allows a person to eat the meat, the sprinkling of the blood allows that meat to be in, or something else that allows the altar to be to eat. For example, the limbs are brought up on the altar, and that is the sprinkling of the blood which allows those limbs to be brought up on the altar. So too, since the shlamim has something which is brought, which is the matir, and allows the other things to quote-unquote eat, so too we say anything that has a matirin, whether it's for a person or whether for the altar, we're going to be liable on it for pigel. But when we're referring to the kometz, that is something which is the matir. That is something that is brought up on the altar and allows the rest of the grain offering to be eaten. And so therefore, since they are the matirim and they are not themselves permitted, therefore the laws of Pigel do not apply to it. But there's a fundamental question. How can we say this about Ketores, that since there is no matir there, because the whole Ketores is burnt, so there's nothing that's permitted, but where would we have even thought the disqualifying thought would have taken place to begin with? Because we said that in order for Pigel to take place, the disqualifying thought has to happen during one of the four main aspects of the service, either the slaughter, the receiving of the blood, the conveying of the blood to the altar, or the sprinkling. But the ketores, that doesn't apply. There's no slaughter by the ketores. There's no receiving. Since there's no slaughter, there's no receiving it in a utensil for that purpose. So where is the parallel to the ketores, to the burning of the incense? And so the commentaries say that the only thing we can understand is that if it would take place during the halacha, while somebody is walking the ketores to the altar, if during that time that disqualifying thought took place, we might have thought that is where we would say that Pigel applies. But since the ketores is not something which is ever permitted, therefore we say that the Pigel does not apply under those circumstances. But we see from here that the conveying of the ketores to the altar would be considered a service in and of itself, an avoda in and of itself. This is what some want to cite with respect to a bris milah, to a circumcision, because we know that the Rama writes in Yoredeya Simen Reish Samach Hey Sif Aleph, that the sandok, the person who holds the baby during the circumcision, is like the person who is maktir katoris, is like the person who is bringing the incense offering. And so if that's the case, we would say that the person who is bringing the baby to the sandok for the bris milah, those people who are bringing the baby, which we call kfaters, that's the title, the baby is handed off from one person to another, those people, it is like they are bringing the katoris to the altar, because the sandik is like the one who is maktir, the katoris is bringing the incense offering, and so therefore they're, by bringing the baby, they're like walking this beautiful incense to its source. And so therefore, for this reason, because they are the ones doing this, we assume that they are engaged in a holy service, and therefore some want to say that this is the reason why it's a custom to stand when the kfaters walk in with the baby, because since the kfaters are engaged in a holy action of bringing the baby for his bris milah, therefore it's as though they are engaging in a holy avodah. Others say that no, the reason is not that they themselves are involved in the mitzvah, but out of honor for the mitzvah that's being performed at that time, because the bris milah is a great mitzvah, and so since there's a great mitzvah being performed, that is out of honor for the mitzvah, therefore became accustomed to stand. But if that's the case, then we should be standing during the bris itself, not just during the state of the kvaters bringing the baby to the bris. But we see from here the fundamental idea is that the kvaters are considered to be engaged in a holy service akin to the service in the temple.